Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, and pull them tight, all five straps, because Gerald Celente is in the building, so to speak. Gerald is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 17 years now, he's been joining us. He's the author of Trends 2000, which continues. This is a 1990s model, ladies and gentlemen. It continues to pay off. It's a book of prophecy, as it turns out now. And I was telling you about it way back in 98. And he's the purveyor of the Quarterly Trends Journal and a number of other books. And he says he's not a futurist. He's a trends tracker. But I'll quibble with him about that. Gerald Celente, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great being on with you.
Good to have you back again, Gerald, as always, after all these years. Thank you for 17 great years.
Thank you.
So, okay, let's talk about America as the future position of America as a leading superpower on planet Earth. Now, first let me ask you, do you believe that it's important for America to be a superpower?
No. No, I think America should be its own power. Matter of fact, you know, on September 20th, we're launching Occupy Peace. The website, the new one's going up later today, actually. OccupyPeace.us. And we're here in Colonial Kingston, New York. Matter of fact, I'm looking right out the window, and there's the Kingston Courthouse. And this was the first capital of New York State.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution that was written there, 90% of America's Constitution was taken from there.
Mm-hmm.
John Jay, among three other Supreme Court justices, were jurors there. Every one of the founding fathers, beginning with George Washington, a real commander-in-chief, one that fought on the battlefield, led the troops, not these little boys that drive pickup trucks, shoot pool, and play basketball. I'm the commander-in-chief. And they've never fought out of a paper bag. His farewell address: no foreign entanglements.
Mm-hmm.
And the world was at war.
He was worried about that, wasn't he? Washington was worried about that. So
the world was at war.
But that was a different world than we have
now. No, it wasn't. That's what everybody says. It wasn't a different world. It wasn't.
So let me ask.
And then Madison, Adams, Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them, Jefferson, these were scholars. They were bright men. So you asked me, should we be a superpower? No. We should power our own nation.
But how do we – but when there are people out there who are not good people who would like to become a superpower and be the dominant superpower, like China, like Russia, like Iran. Iran would like to be a superpower. Those are evil people. Gerald, does America not have a role to find some kind of equilibrium with those evil people?
Was it Iran that invaded Iraq, or was it America? Was it China that invaded Iraq under information that wasn't true, or was it Russia?
We know who were doing it in Libya.
Who went into Libya and overthrew Gaddafi, and now you have this migrant crisis going throughout Europe? I just got back. Who was it that Assad has to go, and now we have over 4 million refugees?
All right, so I'm going to let you go with this then. So tell me what America should look like in terms of its role on planet Earth.
To me?
Yeah.
And to honor thy founding fathers. Bring home all the troops, close the bases, secure the homeland. Put the troops to work to rebuild our rotted infrastructure. It's a disgrace when you fly into America from other countries.
Who is the best presidential candidate that has vowed to basically align with your thinking on that?
None. Rand Paul sounds a lot like you. Rand Paul's a sellout, too.
But he sounds a lot like you on this
no,
area.
No, he doesn't. No, no. We've got to build a military budget by $150 billion. He's all for supporting Israel, more to Israel. I don't want to give my money to anybody. If I was going to give it to anybody, I'd give it to Italy, and I don't want to give it to them.
Yeah.
So to my plan
yeah, but
goes
yeah,
on.
Full disclosure, you're an Italian, so you're kind of you got conflict of interest there, Jerry.
No, that's what I'm saying. My money, yeah, exactly. My money, I don't. My blood is Italian. My heart is American. Yeah. I could not be me if I was born anywhere else. That's why I love this country.
I agree.
And I want to rebuild
you and I
America.
Absolutely agree with that. Well, now that's one of the things that Trump is saying. Make America strong again.
Exactly.
All right. So,
but I'm not a Trump guy either.
I didn't think so. All right. Hold on to that thought. The website, Gerald, give us the website quick.
TrendsResearch.com. TrendsResearch.com.
Check it out, folks, and you won't be sorry you did. You'll thank me later. 22, right back with Gerald Celente. Do not unbuckle those seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.